Time with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, December 16th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Cara Durham Elementary School went into lockout status around 2 p.m. Tuesday, December 15th, after, quote, a potential issue was reported, unquote, to the school office. According to one account, there was a report of a suspicious person loitering outside of the building. Normal activities continued inside, but all comings and goings were stopped and local and state police were called. A brief investigation was conducted, but nothing was found and school was dismissed on time. Uniformed and plain-clothed law enforcement assisted with dismissal as an, quote, added safety measure, unquote, according to the Cara Durham School District website. In a robocall to parents around 4 p.m. December 15th, and an announcement posted on the district website, officials emphasized that the school was never in a lockdown situation. In lockout, the potential danger is believed to be outside of the school. In the case of a lockdown, the perceived danger is inside the building.
Diane Pinheiro Zucker in the Daily Freeman reports that Dutchess County Sheriff Adrian Butch Anderson is the latest local sheriff who wants you to bring your guns to town. On December 14th, Anderson said he supports Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum's call for people licensed to carry guns to do so in public. He said, and I quote, "During the past week, I've been asked if I support Paul Van Blarkum of Ulster County and his statement to pistol permit holders and police officers, both active and retired," end quote. Anderson said in a statement faxed to the media on sheriff's office letterhead, and I quote, "I do support his statement. I encourage all pistol permit holders in Dutchess County and throughout New York State to exercise their Second Amendment right," end quote. Last week, Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett announced his support of the Ulster County Sheriff's call for licensed firearm owners to carry their weapons wherever they go. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Jacob Norder in Capital Confidential reports that when New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul stopped by Catskill and Hudson on December 15th, she will have visited every county in the state this year. Hochul tours economic development projects in Greene County on December the 15th with a 4:40 p.m. press conference at 50 Water Street in Catskill. Then at 5:15 p.m., she tours Warren Street in Hudson with Mayor William Hallenbach, then meets with Gary Shiro, executive director of the Hudson Opera House, followed by Hochul taking more questions.
Paul Kirby is reporting in the Daily Freeman that radio station WGHQ in Kingston was back on the air late Tuesday, December 15th, after a few days of silence at 9:20 a.m. on the dial. The station went silent sometime over the weekend when Verizon cut off the transmission from the WGHQ studio to its transmitter. Verizon spokesman John Bonomo told the Freeman the company was working on the matter Tuesday afternoon, but he would not provide details. He did not say why the signal was cut. Walter Maxwell, president of the Kingston Community Radio, said the problem was not discovered until Monday because over the weekend the station airs syndicated programming from Robin Hood Radio. Community programming airs on WGHQ from 7 to 9 a.m. weekdays. Maxwell said at the time he thought the outage was just a temporary interruption. He also said that the station's bill to Verizon has always been paid on time. Maxwell suspected Verizon disconnected the service because the company wants to get out of the business of leasing hardwire connections. He said the station is unable to use Verizon's digital service. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is Wednesday, December 16th, 2015. It's the third Wednesday of the month, and there are public meetings throughout the area. The Catskill Town Board meets at 6:30 p.m. The Germantown Board of Education has a meeting at 6:30 p.m. Ghent, the Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Greene County Legislature has its regular meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Hudson, there's a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 6 p.m. at 520 Warren Street. Stuyvesant, the Zoning Revision Committee meets at 7 p.m. in Stuyvesant. Taconic has a town meeting at 7 p.m. and the Taconic Hills Board of Education has a meeting at 6:30 p.m. in Craryville. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny Wednesday with a high near 45. Chance of light rain Wednesday night with a low around 36. Thursday, there should be rain, mainly after 9 a.m., high near 49. Mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 40. Friday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 44. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC. Agra, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond.